Don't we need God's help now? Come on. I'm telling you, if you look around, just if you was to be honest once in your life and just sort it out, what can I do? You know there ain't much we can do. There just ain't a whole lot we can do. Without the help of God, we're in a bind, I'll tell you. But He says He's going to help us. I will help you, says the Lord, your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. I will make you. Listen to this. This is what you got to understand is the will of God for every person listening to me. God wants to change us into something that's got teeth. Most of you think you can gum the devil to death. Well, you can't. Jesus. The Holy Ghost wants to change you into a powerhouse. The Holy Ghost wants you to realize just how big God is. The Holy Ghost wants you to realize just what you can't do if He's not around. I was in a village. I'm telling you, God was there. Man, there wasn't but about 300 Indians. The little church was just packed out, and there was people all outside. And I was up on the mountain, the fragrance of the jungle. I mean, as home as I'm going to get, I was there. I was just fresh out of language school. My Spanish was horrible. But I was there anyway. I'd touch a person on one row, the whole row would flip over backwards. Wow. A young minister, man, you've heard God, you're in the woods, you're doing what He told you to do, you touch people and power just flies out of you like a 440 volt. Man. Tell fear. Woo. Touch the women's section, three or four rows just falls. This was way back in the early 70s when getting slain in the spirit was such a great thing. And I was just impressed by it. Woo. All of a sudden, it just, I can do it. I can do this. They brought me a little girl. Está ciega, está sorda, está muda. She can't hear, she can't speak, she can't see. I said, no problem. I knelt down and grabbed this little girl. Do it, Jesus. It didn't happen. Uh-oh. Bubble popping time. Oh, no. What's the matter? I see deaf ears open. I see people flying through the air. I see people running out of the jungle getting born again. I see God working on His own out here. What's the matter? Jesus. I'm going to read that again to you, that first part of verse 16 there. It says, or 15, it says, I will make you to be. Just because you can quote John 3:16 don't make you to be. Just because you was born again in a church that's moving in power and glory don't make you to be. You ought to see the people that visit our work from different places around the world that have great revival happening. They believe because they came from that place, they are anointed to teach us how to do it. The anointing gets you started. God will make you to be something new. Jesus, you got to want to be something new. You got to learn to submit to God to be powerful. I'm sitting there holding this little child. I actually cannot believe she didn't get healed. There ain't no way it ain't gonna happen. I just couldn't believe it. She didn't. So I'm sitting on the dirt. I mean, God is moving all over the house. It's just wild. And I've got my hands drooped on my knees just sobbing. God, would you please give me an interpretation? What did I do wrong? Then God showed me an open vision this time. I saw it like I see you. There was this beautiful, lush green pasture. It was beautiful. No lack of food. There was this huge bull in the pasture. That was me. Jesus is the pasture and the food. I had what I needed to sustain the power. But the problem was there was a gift sitting there. This huge bull goes up to that gift, paws that thing, horns it, hooks it, throws it, but can't get it open. All the power that the thing had could not open that package. But then sitting right in the middle of the field, right beside the little box, the little gift, was the smallest of toddlers. This huge bull blowing and snorting and kicking and muscles, I mean power, man. Nothing stopped that thing. But he couldn't get that gift open. But this littlest of babies sitting there, no power, no seemingly any gifts, no ability, can't talk, can't walk yet, can just sit there and slobber. But that littlest of babies is just opening that bow and getting into that box and taking that gift out. That Holy Ghost told me, I've got to come as a little child. I truly am filled with the energy and power and zeal of God. There is nothing I can go in and out at the door of heaven and take sup and eat in that passion. I can do that. That's mine. But I've got to be a child to partake of the gifts of God.